NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Wellington psychedelic duo Earth Tongue released their debut album Floating Being a few months ago while touring Europe and the UK. Now that they are both on home turf, Gussie and Ezra will be embarking on a four-date tour to celebrate the album's release and play it live to a local audience. The tour will bring them to Auckland on Saturday the 7th of December to play at Whammy Bar with support from Ripship and Dick Move. Ahead of their visit to this neck of the woods, I caught up with Ezra to have a little chat about the album and how it all came together.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. You might hear my parents bickering through the walls, but hopefully not.
Love a bit of ambient bickering.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking some time for a chat.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm up in the Bay of Islands at my parents' place. I just got back from Berlin a couple of days ago.
You only got back a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I've spent most of the year over there.
Wow.
And Gussie's kind of been coming and going.
Yeah. I guess she's had the two bands to balance.
She's had the two bands, so she's been coming back here to do Mermaiden stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I've just been over there living and working. But I've just got back, and I'm about to go back to Wellington, spend the summer there in between running around, playing more Earth Tongue shows around the place.
Yeah, you got a tour coming up.
We do.
Because the album came out in June, but you guys were obviously over in Europe at that time.
Yeah, so we had like a Euro summer thing booked. So we did that, and then, yeah, with the Mermaidens record coming out too, they had a lot to keep Gussie busy with that. So it kind of worked out that we just waited like 6 months before doing our New Zealand tour, and I think that's cool because it lets the album kind of spread a bit and simmer and people get to know it a little bit. So by the time we play the album release shows, hopefully people will be pretty familiar with it.
And also, like, we wouldn't have seen you live for ages, so it'd be nice to see you play live again.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Just out of curiosity, where did the name Earth Tongue come from?
It's the name of a type of fungi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why if you Google search Earth Tongue, there'll be like a few things related to us, and then mostly photos of mushrooms. They look like kind of little thin, narrow, yellow or black tongues coming out of the ground.
That leads very well into the tracks, because the first track on the album is Microscopic God. And when I listened to this record, I was like, are they singing about like bacteria or viruses, which can literally like put you on your knees, right?
Yeah, that song. We love to play with like sci-fi imagery and that kind of thing. I mean, I've always been fascinated with biology and everything, as most people are and should be if they're not. But I guess this song lyrically kind of just came from thinking about tiny microscopic life forms as aliens and spreading in a microscopic kind of way.
you made a video for this song along with someone, Severin Noakes.
Yeah, yeah. He's a friend of ours from Wellington.
Yeah.
That was a very DIY jaunt around Wellington with some Super 8 cameras and some nice coastal scenery.
It's not the first video you've made, though. You've done a few, right?
Yeah, it's kind of my day job. I'm trying to figure it out so I can make music videos and make music and support myself out of those two things. Mm. So yeah, I'm kind of a photographer and videographer. I'm getting very much into analog film formats. So we're same with this most recent music video that we had NZNR funding for that we shot and I edited over in Berlin. It was on 16mm film. We met some New Zealanders that are living over there and employed them. And made a colourful, grainy thing.
That video you're talking about is for Probing the New Reality, the yes. next song on the record, actually.
Yeah.
And that video just came out like a week ago.
Yes.
I was wondering where that was shot. You guys play like a couple of aliens.
Yeah.
There's some ping pong involved, which is actually really hard. And I noticed there's not a lot of on-camera ping pong happening.
No, it was very staged.
So you guys, are you actually moving to Berlin at some stage?
Yeah, we're moving there next year for at least like a year or so. We're very fortunate to have just signed to quite a good booking agency over there. So we're going to go and give that a shot and see what comes of it.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very happy because last year we kind of uprooted from Wellington and put some savings into going over there and booking our own tour for like 25 dates or something and doing this big DIY thing. And it's really cool that our decision to do that has actually turned into some real opportunities over there.
That's super exciting.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited.
One thing I noticed about the tracks on the album is they segue very smoothly. Obviously, that's an intentional decision. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it wasn't intentional. I just feel like the album flows really well from track to track, and I, as a listener, appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I don't really know what to say about that, but it is. I guess slightly intentional, slightly unintentional. They are all just songs that we wrote individually, and they just happen to slot together pretty nicely.
Mm.
And I think that has something to do with the fact that being in a two piece like this is quite limiting in some ways with what you can write and perform live without them sounding completely different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty into having our live performance sounding as close to the recordings as possible. So it does make you think about writing songs in a different way. And I think we like the limitations that come with being in a two piece.
Mm-hmm.
I do anyway. It makes you think differently about writing.
The next track I wanted to ask about is Unseen Tormenta. You actually take the vocal lead on this track.
Yeah. Unseen Tormenta. What a banger.
It is a banger. It's kind of like, to me, sounds more metal than some of the other tracks. There's quite a lot of kind of, there's like a pre-chorus riff thing that's kind of got a bit of a metal buzz going on.
Yeah, we really struggled with this song, actually. I don't know what it is about it, but Gussie and I are both self-taught musicians, so we really struggled with the tempo of this track, and I think that musically minded people would notice it in the recording. It kind of goes all over the place, but we're fine with that. We in bands that we listen to, we like a bit of, you know, sloppiness, so we embrace that.
It gets bigger, it gets bigger.
the drums for the album, and I think some of the guitar was recorded in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, we had some shows booked over there last year, and we were still kind of halfway writing a bunch of the songs, but we went into a friend's studio in a garage in Northcote. He has this old Tascam tape machine, so we spent about 5 days in there tracking the drums, and it turned out to be a good decision because we really like the way that they turned out. It's maybe a bit more DIY than we planned for the first record, but I think it gave the drums a distinct character.
What were you looking to achieve with the drum sound?
We definitely wanted that kind of compressed, tapey sound, mm-hmm. which is why we ended up going in that direction.
The next track I wanted to ask about was Portable Shrine. Can you tell mm-hmm. me a little bit about this track?
Yeah, this was actually the first track that we ever wrote together.
Oh, wow.
And ever since we've kind of been trying to like capture the vibe. Sometimes vibe is the only word.
I agree. I'm a big vibe user.
Because it was like really early on. I was still, this was in like 2016. I was still really like beginning on the drums at this point. And this song fell out and we liked it. And then we kind of, I guess we kind of based the band around that song. So it was on our, we recorded it and put it on our first EP, and then we wanted to re-record it and put it on the first LP too.
We mentioned that the drums were recorded in Melbourne, but we should say as well that the rest of it was recorded with James Goldsmith at Blue Barn. Blue Barn doesn't exist anymore, but he's recorded you guys as well as Mermaidens, Gussie's other band.
Yeah, yeah, he's become a good friend to both of us. He's a great guy, and very skilled. And he's just getting better with every record that he does.
Mm.
So because we recorded the drums in Melbourne to tape, and then we did some of the guitars over there as well.
Mm.
And then we recorded the bass and extra guitars and vocals with James. And then he mixed them, and he was able to kind of just make everything mesh in together really well.
Yeah, I mean, and because you wouldn't know from listening that they were recorded in two different places. They do gel well. Then there must be a knack to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, he was really good in the mixing process. He knew what it needed. He was able to keep the kind of vintage lo-fi sound in the drums, but kind of bring them, make them a bit more modern as well. And we also, to add another element to it, one of the tracks, The Dome, which is the second to last song on the album, we recorded while we were on tour in Europe. We stopped in with a friend, Pat Stewart, who now lives in Den Haag in the Netherlands, and we recorded that song with him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that one. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was a cool experience, and that was a total different drum sound, guitar sound, everything. And so that was another challenge for James to kind of get those stems and match the sound to everything else we had on the record. And he did a really good job of that.
I agree, because I am a pretty close listener and I listen with headphones on, and I didn't notice that it was recorded in a different place. And I have heard albums where one song or, you know, a handful of songs have been recorded, and you can hear, because the differences, you can just hear the change in almost like the air is different, or the noise floor is different.
Yeah, the room and microphones and the, yeah. So Pat Stewart is, listeners might know from Rock of Flower back in the day. And yeah, he's based over there now, and he had some facilities at the uni that he let us use. So we had a 24-track tape machine, and it was a luxury.
Cool. What's the Netherlands like?
What's the Netherlands like?
Yeah, I've never been there.
You haven't been?
No.
It's really pretty. The cities are really well planned. There's lots of old stuff, lots of bicycles, and lots of canals. It's and very attractive people.
I'm assuming you played gigs there too, right? Or did
we
you
did.
Just record?
I think the scene in the Netherlands is quite well known to be like quite a good place to play. But I'll just say that we haven't nailed it there yet. Hopefully in the future we will.
The Dome, coming back to The Dome, this song, I love the change of tone in it around the 2-minute mark, I think, and Gussie is singing more. And moments of like this are kind of this release and the pressure of the songs. Is that something you guys think about when you're writing together?
Well, I like to think that we like dynamic shifts, but that's probably the most dynamic song on the record. And this song we very much wrote while we were recording it over 2 days.
Right.
So yeah, it kind of just fell together like that, to be honest. The main hook of that song, or the kind of first couple of verses, the first 2 minutes of the song, I actually somehow just got in my head when I was driving to Lee Sawmill from the Bay of Islands to catch the Hans Puckett and Beth's Christmas show a couple of years back. So that was like, I don't know, you know when you're driving and you don't necessarily have anything good to listen to, so you're just like singing. Yeah, it was one of those situations. And then I recorded it on my phone and it turned into that song.
Down, warm blood flows to my head. insatiable sapien is such a good little phrase as well.
Thank you. I can't even remember who came up with that.
The album closes out with Sentient Sediment, which is like giving me some real Chelsea Wolfe vibes.
Yeah, yeah. I get Chelsea Wolfe vibes from it too. She's great. We actually saw her in Berlin last year. It was great.
Were there sort of artists or sounds that you guys had in mind when recording this album?
Yes. I think around the time that we were going to Melbourne to start recording the drums, we were listening to this band Orb from Melbourne quite a lot. Mm-hmm. They're one of the King Gizzy flightless bands. Mm-hmm. And the album Naturality was kind of our main reference because it's just this amazing sounding album with really characterful drums and great guitar sounds and everything. And then we were actually able to get Zach from Orb to come to the studio to kind of help us with some tone tricks and guitar fuzzy techniques and stuff. So oh, that was amazing. Really cool.
Yeah, awesome.
He gave us some good tips and it was right from the source of how we wanted the record to sound. So that was cool.
Oh,
Yeah, that's one of our favourite ones to play live.
That's cool.
And it's definitely an album ender because it's quite long and heavy and drawn out. So, yeah.
Really looking forward to having you in our neck of the woods very soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Auckland show. It's been a while.
That was Ezra from Earth Tongue talking about their debut album, Floating Being. They will be kicking off a tour in Wellington on Friday, 6th of December. Then they'll be in Auckland on the 7th of December, Saturday, at Whammy Bar. Then in Christchurch and Dunedin the following weekend, 13th and 14th. All the tickets are at Under the Radar, and I'm sure they'll have vinyl with them on tour.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.